In many ways, I'd like not to write. I love it and hate it. I love its possibilities, its freedom, the notion that anything can happen to a writer and her writing. I hate the fear, the self-doubt, the permanent sense of not being good enough. Except for the supremely confident, the arrogant, and the self-deluded, writing is an unsatisfactory occupation of wickedly high highs and wickedly low lows. Yet I must actually like the roller coaster, since brief flirtations with other careers, only in my head, have always come to naught. At any rate, whether loving writing or hating it, I always find myself doing it. Sometimes I've no idea why. Other times I know exactly. For example, I do love a late call from a newspaper. 1,200 words on such and such, quick as you can. Whip open computer, quick procrastinatory dust of hall table, quick unnecessary cleaning of birdcage, brain, click, 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 clock, tick, tick, tick. It's a point of pride to press send before an editor asks, where is it? Piece safely delivered, payment in post. On those days, I know for sure why I'm a writer, of a certain kind, at least. But then there are dog days, with a recalcitrant work in progress. All has ground to a halt in chapter 5. I give up and go to an old friend. War, Austin, James, Wharton. Dickens is a new friend. Job's comforters all, since they only serve to generate one gloomy question. Am I a writer or just a wordsmith? Whichever, writing allows me to read any time I like, so that's an excellent reason to keep going. Risking Sued's corner, all I can infer from the sense of relief writing brings is that it must be my antidote to death. Flawed and unimportant though my writing may be, when I die, an imaginative splinter will remain. It's not the most sensible reason for writing, but not the silliest either.